You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story that came out yesterday that we found quite funny. It was a list of demotivational posters. I think most of our listeners have either worked now or have worked with somebody in their office who's big on the motivational sayings and posters and signs. Yeah. And they'll put them up in their cubicle and... You know, I guess it's supposed to...
It motivates you, right?
Let me ask you something about motivational posters. Doesn't it just become wallpaper after a day or two? And can the same sentence keep motivating you?
At some point, it will just become a cubicle decoration, I think. Unless you truly come in every day and stare at that sign and close your eyes and clasp your hands together... And, you know, you say the little affirmation in your head and then start your day. I mean, that you've got to make it a point to really follow the sign.
Now, before we lampoon it too much, I will tell you that there is that one motivational line that I have carried around for 15 years. And I do think about it from time to time. And I've referenced it on this show before, and I will continue to, because I think it's powerful for people. And it's an old Turkish proverb. One of many Turkish proverbs that I'm sure all of you are familiar with. I'm not even Turkish, but it is a Turkish proverb that says, no matter how far you have traveled down the wrong path, turn back.
Wow.
And I just think it's powerful.
Wow, that's really good.
So that, after 15 years, still makes me stop and think, because it can apply to every area of your life. No matter how far you've gone down the wrong path with work, a relationship, with a friend, with whatever. If it's the wrong path, turn your ass around and head back the other way.
That's really good. I do like that one.
That's good. But there are still some people that you work with that have these motivational things that are so damn cheesy.
Well, and they put them in their little email signature. So every time you see an email come in from them, you're like, oh, God, here comes a Mark Twain quote, you know, coming in hot. With all this being said, I do want to recommend, I highly recommend, if you're on Instagram, get onto an account called Disappointing Affirmations. And I want to read you a few of these because they crack me up every time I see them. Like the one that popped up the other day, it says, you make the world a better place. Everyone needs a hot mess, and they can point and say, at least I'm not them, and you are the hottest of them all.
See? That's great.
The best way to cope with your problems is to add new problems to distract yourself from the old ones. Yeah. Everything is going to be okay. Eventually, you'll be dead, and you won't have to deal with any of this crap, let's say.
Mm-hmm. There's this whole list, too, of the demotivational posters, too. And I want to read a couple of these because these really made me laugh. One says, today, it's the first day of the rest of your life, but so was yesterday, and look how that turned out.
Yep. I like the healthy one. It's like, be healthy, the slowest possible rate at which you can die. I love this one from Instagram. Being dead inside doesn't mean you can't live a happy life. Just learn to love being dead inside. Really lean into it.
How about this? Underachievement. Remember, the tallest blade of grass... is the first to be cut by the lawnmower.
There you go. That's spot on, right?
Hope. Always the first step on the road to disappointment.
That's so good.
And I know we've got people listening right here saying, well, those are not good.
You shouldn't even
be saying those on the radio.
Well, we're funny.
We like snark.
I like this one. In big letters, it says, you matter. And then underneath it says, just not that much. It's so good. So good.
For people who make a big deal and put up the posters in their workspace about trust.
Oh, God.
This one says, trust. Remember, a sheep spends its whole life fearing the wolves only to be eaten by the shepherd.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So much for trust, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's our phone number. Here's what we're looking for. Jeremy referenced email signatures a little while ago. We know... we have hundreds, at the bare minimum, maybe thousands of listeners who have a signature at the end of their email, an email signature, that is some sort of motivational line.
Yep.
We've got to know what they are. And if you're proud enough to put it on your email and send it out, you cannot be ashamed to call in and tell your boys.
And that's the key. I want you to call in and say it. I don't want to sit here and read text messages for the next 10 minutes. I want people to call in and say their motivational quote at the end of their email. And I would be okay with even expanding it. If you do have a sign in your office or cube that motivates you every day, I want to hear what
Please.
That is too.
Please. Right. Maybe people have motivational signs hanging in their kitchen.
You know what's funny about that? I sell a ton of things on Nextdoor, and the one thing I cannot move is that stupid sign that we had hanging in our kitchen that says, "Happiness is homemade." It has been sitting on Nextdoor for 6 months.
Yes, because it makes people barf, and you don't want to barf in your own house.
I'm going to bring it in and make it part of the rattle-off prize next week, I think.
And people will be like, nah, I'm not going to call
pass.
In.
Pass.
There's some text messages that are coming in that I feel must be addressed. June sent us a photo of the... It's a little sign that she says she has in her bathroom.
Okay.
And I clicked on it, looked, and it says, the sign says, live your dash, D-A-S-H, live your dash. And she says, the dash represents everything between your date of birth and your date of death.
Yeah,
live
yeah.
your dash.
That's the part that matters, right? They talk about that when you put that on the tombstone, that your little dash. What did you do in that dash? That's in a lot of eulogies.
I've not heard that before.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I like
kinda,
it.
Kind of unique.
So your life is your is the dash between the two.
So while you're sitting there pooping, you got to think about that.
Right. To the phones.
I would move that out of the bathroom. That's a very special sign. I think you should. That needs a place of honor.
Kathy, would you agree with that? The live your dash sign needs to get away from your toilet immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Kathy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Although we spend a lot of time in there, and you're looking for something to.
That's maybe you're reevaluating your dash sometimes. If you're a parent, maybe in your hiding in there, you're like, this is not the dash I wanted.
You're saying, damn it, I need more fiber. That needs to go into my dash.
Right.
Kathy, do you have something motivational for us?
I do. It's my email signature, and it was my mom's favorite thing to say. If you're having kind of a bad day, and it's like, oh, crud, what a bad day I'm having. Well, it's better than a jab in the butt with a frozen fish.
That's on your email signature?
Says who? Have you ever tried it?
Yes. My brother's tried to do it to me. But, yeah, my mom used to say that a lot. So, yeah, I put it in my email signature.
That's so funny. That's really good.
You fit right into our little snarky club. We're glad you called, Kathy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See you later.
You too.
One along those lines that I've heard before, it's the, you know, if you're mad at your job and you're not having fun, people say, well, it's better than putting lipstick on dead people.
Oh, my God.
Which, honestly, I think that doesn't sound that bad. Nice, quiet environment.
Okay, let's go to Shay. Shay, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Do you have something inspirational that's going to get us all fired up for the day?
So this is actually a quote that I keep in my office. It's never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you look at that every day and kind of give yourself a little pep talk to start your day? And
yes. I have two kids, so each day is a new adventure.
Right. And a lot of coworkers are like children, too, so that's a good place to have that at the office.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shay, I'm glad you called. Go live a great life today, okay?
You guys have a great one as well.
Well, thanks for noticing.
See you later.
Got to do it again.
Yeah. Tim wrote in and says he's got a sign in his office that says, go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company.
That's more true than funny.
That's a good one, Tim.
Since Kathy was talking about her mom, Mel, she wrote in, and Mel says, my mom used to say, better than a kick in the ass with a dusty boot.
What is that? I like the frozen fish one.
What are these sayings? What is going on with people?